We are learning the Sechtes Shvuos, Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah. New Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to teach us that it has to be Dafka Tviyas Mamon. The whole din, when I ask Aiden to come say Aiden for me, and then the Chayav of Karban Shvuos Aiden, only if they're Tviyas Mamon. Mashviyani Alechem, Loi Tavar, what do you do? I want you to come say Aiden, Daf Shani Kayin, I'm a Kayin. Or Shani Levi, or Shani Ben Grusha, I'm a Kayin that's not a Ben Grusha, I'm not a Chol. Or Shani Ben Chalutza. Or I want you to say Eidah Sheish Pliny Kayin. That person is a Kayin. Or Sheish Pliny Levi. Or Sheini Ben Grusha. That person is not a Ben Grusha. Sheini Ben Chalutza. All these cases are Patim Shuas Eidahs. And the reason is simple. Because not a Tfiyas Mammon. And we'll see why we need the case of Ish Pliny Kayin. If Stam is a, even if I'm a Kayin Apata, what if they give me a case Ish Pliny Kayin? We'll see in the Gemara. Another case that Apata is Sheanas Ish Pliny Es Biti Upita Es Biti. That I'm saying Eidahs that that's bitoy. Sha'anas is pointing as bitoy, pita as bitoy. That Ruvain was ma'anis, the Kayin's daughter. Or that Ruvain was ma'fata, the Kayin's daughter. So it's not my money. I'm just saying, go say this for the yenim. That's also a case. That's me, I am tevei of the money, me, myself. Another case of the Shechavu bini, my son gave me a wound, he's chayav misa. For Shechavu bi chaveri, or my friend was chayv of me or hilikah gadesh of his Shabbos. Well, look, my God is on Shabbos. Here, everyone agrees. Komlei Rabbi chayv skila harel up to him. All these cases of Mishnah are potter, basically set up into three different parts of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah talking about cases when I talk about a kain, a levi, and a ben grusha, which is no shaykh to money. The second case is shaykh to money, but someone else's money. That's not amar teveya. And the third case is case where a person's chayv misa. That's why he's not chayv money. So let's first concentrate on the first part of the Mishnah. It says a case of ish pliny kayin, time with the ish pliny kayin, the ish pliny levi, that you're not, that's why there's no parish of karmen shuas edis. Hamana la pliny via pliny, if I say mana pliny via pliny, I say, come to edis that Reuven owes Shimon money, not me. Chayav, I'm trying to save it, it's in the safe, you have to have a hear from the teveya. So what are you talking about? Well, I was saying over here that only by ish, like a case of kayin, even if it would be money, it would be part of such a case. And for thinking about Mashmuel, Baba Harsha, talking about a case where you came with the Harsha. Now, Harsha is not possible by Kayin and a Levi, but by money, it could have been you came with the power attorney. For thinking about Amunar Doi, like Kasina Ochasa Matathli, you can't write a Harsha, a power attorney, Matathli, if it's not in your hands, because how do you know it's yours? So, how do you take the Kafri? I have a Loi Kafri Kasvinon. So, Rashi explains like this. Why am I talking? Can you write a shah? Rashi says, "Bisha ina be'en va'idim me'idim amasha kosav machmasu yeshu yaplani kavakach." And who said it's yours? So he says, "Heicha the kafri." It's only if you already heard the nitva was kafri, then it's mechzika shikra. But if it's not a problem of mechzika shikra, then I could do a shtar hashah. I could do a shtar hashah on such a case. But our Mishnah is saying a chiddush, a diak. But when it comes to kayin, even if he gives me power of attorney, since it's not money, there's no parasha of shvuah seidus. Tana rabban, menayim jena kosm davar al tfias mamon. How taka do you know? We're saying this whole time. You have to have tfias mamon. Who said? Maybe it's any type of eidus. How do you know? So Gemara's bring down, I think, at least four pshatim: Rab Elazar's pshat, Rab Eliezer's pshat, Rab Akiva's pshat, Rab Tzeglidi's pshat, and Rab Shimon's pshat. Now, the Gemara is not going to completely analyze all the pshatim until we get daf dam 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 and al. But the Gemara is going to say pretty clearly what the pshat is. Any kashas that you have, we might have in daf dam and al. So after Gemara. So Torah about Nayan Shem, because of Avalam Tvias Momen, Rabbi Eliezer, Oimer Nema Kan Oyim, Nema Halon Oyim. Which means like this. It says over here, by Parash of Shvua, it says, Shoma Kol Olav Hu Yada, Hu Eid, Oy Ra'a, Oy Yada. It says a bunch of Oy. Oy Ra'a, Oy Yada. And it says by the parasha of Shuas HaPekadim, it says, Oy b'shumas yod, Oy b'shumas yod, Oy b'gozel, Oy oshak asamisoy. Just like over there we're handling money. Nemakan oyin, nemalal oyin, malal oyin, dabel of tvias mamon, afkan, inim madal of tvias mamon. Diva Shuas HaPekadim, obviously we're talking about money. That's the whole point. I'm asking you for money. That's the case of tvias mamon. Here was tvias mamon. For the Gemara, why? It says by Ritzeh Chosa Oy. It says the Msinas Yadefenu Oy Hishlich Alav It's Diva Yomis Oy Be'eva Yikau. And it says Oy. It says Oy Hishlich Alav Oy Be'eva. It says they're all Yosef by Ritzeh. And there's that money. Oy in the Ritzeh Chichu Shein Oy in the Mdarim Shloim Betvias Mamin. So the Gemara Don Oy in Sheshman Shvua Oy in Sheshman Shvua. And that's what Pekadim is. Pekadim is Oy with Shvua. And here's Oy with Shvua. There's no shvua there. By Saita, they make a shvua also that she wasn't mezana. And there it also says ayin, because there it says, Bekines ishta vina tma, oy ava la ruach kina, Bekines ishta. It says that they're oy also. So why don't I have Saita with a shvua there? Ayin, the Saita chichu, say ayin, vyeshmam shvua, and umadab restored tvias mammon, it's not tvias mammon. So Gemara done an ayin, shvyeshmam shvua, ve'inimon kayin, there's no kayin in mashvia. Don't we arrive from Saita, we need a kayin there. There's a kayin there. So that's probably as a pshat. What the pshat is, we learn that from oyin. Oyin from shuah's bekadim. That's his pshat. Pshat number two, how we know that shuah says that by tfias mamim. Rabbi Kiva, yesham la'achas me'ela. Me'ela says, yesh me'ela shuchai, yesh me'ela shuapata. Okay, it's up. Tovu mamin chayiv, dov achapata. Mamin chayiv, dov achapata. Now, how in the world do you know that me'ela? We don't mean mixas, but hey, which one's which? The Gemara will talk about that. Third pshat, basically. Basically, oimer, harei oimer, v'hu eid, oira, o yoda. Be'edis hamaskayemes, b'riya b'lo yediya, v'lo yediya b'lo yediya. The only thing possible to have a case of riya without yediya, or yediya without riya, is only money. B'riya b'lo yediya, v'diya b'lo yediya, kov daba, riya b'lo yediya, ketzad. It's mono manisilach, b'fei plenty plenty. Two Edom saw counting money and giving it to Shimon. But it could have been anything. It could have been Matana, could have been Avah, could have been Praying, who knows? And Edom saw it. And the Nitva says, if you bring Edom that you gave me money, I'll pay you. That was the story. So here's a case where it's Ria below Yediyah. So, Ketzad, Mono, it says, Vahaz Pasal Ria below Yediyah. Ketzad, Mono, Manisilach, Vipanya, Plenty, Yevoyu, Plenty, Plenty, Vidu, let them, those two Edom come and aid us, and I'll be my, then I'll give you the money. Zuri, Ria, Blay, Ria. What's Yediyah, Blay, Ria? Ketzad, Mono, Hadisilach, Vipanya, Plenty, Plenty. Mono, Hadisilach, you amoyed me in front of those two Edom that you owe me money. Yevoyu, Plenty, Plenty, Vidu, if they come say aid us, it'll be good. Zuri, Yediyah, Blay, Ria. That's a case of Yediyah, Blay, Ria. So the Pasuk says, who Yada, Ira, there's two things. There's Yadara. You don't have it by someone seeing someone kill someone. You don't have Yadiyah and Riyah. You have both. You can't separate the two. By money, it's possible to separate the two. That's how we know we're talking about money. And again, the Gemara will elaborate later on a little bit about this. And then we have the last case of last Pshat, Rav Shimon, which will leave for the next year, Rav Shimon's Pshat, and then go into the explanations of the four Pshatim, how we know that Shuas is only by Tfiyas and money.